This is Dana and Jason in the Morning podcast on demand at WBLI.com.
Hello.
Hey, Selena Gomez.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to Long Island via airwaves.
Well, I'm happy to be here via airwaves.
Selena, we feel so bad. We know that it's such a busy day. You're going from like thing to thing to thing. And when they tell you, you have to do a radio interview, what is the feeling that you honestly get?
Well, that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
That doesn't mean no, you want to.
Pretty much like the most, actually the best thing I've ever done in my career. So I'm beyond thrilled to be able to talk about the album. I just want people to hear it.
Okay, because I would think it would be one of those things like, no, I don't want to do it.
Now, here's the thing. Here's when it's like, hey, you have to do one in Spain, so get up at 4 a.m. and we'll do a couple. That's the ones that get you, you know?
Oh.
Okay.
You know, you're a little cranky. I feel fresh now. I feel like you guys can ask me anything. This is awesome.
Oh, perfect.
Well, not anything. Careful.
I know. Let's be honest. No, because we were thinking about how you've really been out there a lot lately. I don't know if this is accurate, but we were just trying to identify a little bit, like maybe you would feel exhausted by having to do interviews, or that people want too much from you and it might be hard to share. Or do you not really feel that way?
No, not with this album. I mean, because ultimately I'm letting the music speak for itself. So I've been able to write and executive produce on this record. So The content that's on it is just truthful. It's just about my perspective. I mean, people are going to dissect my life anyway, but it's just basically about my empowerment and how I kind of got through everything.
That's really good. I mean, we're on the phone with Selena Gomez. We talked to you when your first single came out, too, and you were even saying, this is the best work you've ever done. Taylor Swift said the same thing, and you're getting so much praise for it. Has anybody ever said anything negative about it?
Well, here's the thing. I did not want to read the reviews, so I haven't. I actually don't know. I just have heard great things from people that I meet, and that's because realistically they're not going to say mean things to my face anyway.
Right, exactly.
But I don't know. There's nothing I can do about it. You know, if I put the music out and I love it and I care about it, that's my main focus. Not everybody's going to like it anyway, but I know that this is authentic, and I know that people can hear it from the first track down, that it's me.
Do you ever get tired of having to be, if I were you, if I were Selena Gomez?
If you were Selena Gomez, because you said you should be.
I should be Selena Gomez because I wanted your spot on Barney when I was a kid, and I was like, oh.
Oh, my. Atlanta.
I know.
That is hilarious.
And I'm a Texas girl, too, so I'm totally there with you. But I would be so exhausted if I were you, because everything you do, everyone is scrutinizing you, watching you. You are in headline after headline. You put out an album, Revival, to be like, y'all, calm down. I am good. Do you ever just get tired of having to, like, your life is always on in the spotlight?
And just were reflecting on that. You're one of the most trending celebrities on a daily basis. So
oh,
does
man.
Yeah, I mean, you are, and everything is so out there. Do you ever feel like, oh, I'm exhausted by this?
No, because here's the thing. Not everything is out there. It's fabrication. It's easy. It's an easy ticket. It's an easy click on your website. It's grown people making up stories. I think for me, I don't pay attention to that, and I think the people who do matter, which are my fans and my family and my friends, ultimately know the truth. I'm not going to lie, it pisses me off, and sometimes I get annoyed, but I'm human, I go through things, I live my life, and most of it's not true anyhow.
Mm-hmm. So. Was there ever a moment where you were just so overwhelmed that you thought, this really isn't worth it, this path that I'm taking, I should do something else because I would just rather have a normal life than face everything I'm facing?
Oh, I for sure have hit rock bottom moments like that, for sure, but and that allows them to win. You know what I mean? Like, I am so driven. This is my purpose. I love what I do. I love being able to connect to people and ultimately give and pour into this generation is fun for me. But yeah, I've been like, I've locked myself in my bedroom and I've been upset about things, but I feel all those things totally normal.
I think it might be encouraging to anybody that, you know, when we all have those moments of you lock yourself in your room and have the emotional moment, what is it that you draw strength from in those times to refocus you to keep going forward?
I'm not just saying this to be cliche at all. It's my fans. I'm on social media. I run my entire account. All of my accounts. And when I read a comment or I'll read a story or I'll see what I'm able to do for somebody if they need a smile or show that I've done or anything, it's when I see a little girl on her dad's shoulders watching my concert, it's like, oh, okay, this is it. This is exactly what I'm doing. And they've just given me so much encouragement and have validated my faith in humanity.
Wow. Because you do have the hardcore fan base that will, they must know, you must express it to them because they always come to your defense or they always try and be there for you, I feel like, through Twitter or through whatever. So that's really nice that you acknowledge that.
No, it's incredible. It's not, I'm not leaning on my own understanding. I'm not saying this is all about me because it isn't. I care about people and ultimately that's what I'm doing. I'm no bigger or less than anyone. I'm equal to everyone. So I think it's important to just kind of be reminded of that.
If you could say now the misconception about you, maybe that people have, would there be anything you'd be like, I'm actually not like that. This is who I am. Is there anything you'd say?
No, because you know what's interesting is it's not really about specific character traits. I think of my character and my heart kind of goes through. You know, I'm always kind. My heart is always, I felt understood. I think it's just easy. You know, it's just an easy target. That's all.
Mm-hmm. You're just enjoying this.
I just want to live and rest in the Selena Gomez world forever.
You're so cute. Thank you.
I'm a part of your fan group. I might lead a fan page. And
that's so sweet.
I'm going to give you... Well, you already have a platform. I don't need to give you anything.
I know.
But
she's
Selena Gomez. If you could say, stop asking me this question. It's the most annoying question to people like us. What question would that be?
Relationship.
Yeah.
Sure.
Over it.
Yep. I am a woman. I'm doing my own thing, and I love it.
What are you most excited for when it comes to the future? When you look ahead, you just get so amped up about.
Well, I'm recently going to be doing the Victoria's Secret fashion show, so I'm kind of geeking out about that. And then my tour next year, but long-term future, I will be doing, like, the whole, you know, family house and vibe out and being normal a little bit, laid back. So, you know, I've got goals. I've got dreams.
And Jason just actually made me think of this. You know, I know he asked you about the thing you hate being asked about. What do you love being asked about? What if next time we get to talk to you, what really excites you when people bring it up?
I love when people talk about, you know, I read this article once because my manager said this to me where it said I was the most engaged person on Instagram. And that means ultimately my connection with my fans, which is so awesome. And maybe I shouldn't respond as much as I do because I'll be like really defensive of them and I'll be like, excuse me, don't listen to this person and like F that, don't do that. Like I'm full on engaged in it. And I thought that was nice. I love when people talk about my music and dissect it with me when it comes down to what I want to do. Because here's the thing. People talk about me, but what am I doing with that? Like, I am doing what I'm doing. I have a platform, and I want to be able to use it for good things. I'm not just saying that to be like, hey, I'm trying to be the first lady. It's like, no, I don't want to sit there and have a mom go to the grocery store and see a cover of something. I want them to be able to trust and to know that we're all in it together in a way.
Well, just on this note of revival, when you put this album out and you had such a hand in creating it, obviously aside from the singing, I mean the producing part, but what did you want people to take away? Was there a theme or something you wanted to express?
It's just exploring yourself. I want people to find specifically my, you know, my girls, like find their own revival within themselves. It's a word where you're basically able to say, like, I've gone through this. It may have been maybe not perfect right now, but I'm going to see the other side and I'm going to get through it. And there's a song on the album called Kill 'Em with Kindness, which I think everybody should hear and understand, because it's easier to be mean than to be nice, because you want to say everything that hurt your feelings. But you have to understand that everybody's going through their own stuff. And then I have another song called Survivors and Rise, which is all just about what we're doing in everyday life, is just surviving and being around each other. And, you know, then there's some of those moments that I just want people to to just kind of dive into their own world and feel that too.
You are giving us life right now.
Everybody literally needs a best friend like Selena Gomez.
I know. Speak life. Selena.
Preaching today.
Oh,
I love
gosh.
A good one. Well, we love to go to church with you, sister.
I know. Preach the good
Thank
news.
You.
Loving it. And it's so nice to connect with you. And we're excited about your success.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Honestly, it means a lot.
Well, thank you for spending the time this morning.
Of course. You guys have a good day.
You too, Selena. Take care.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 106.1 BLI and anywhere on demand at WBLI.com and the free BLI app.